Welcome to Video American. And you'll likely hear a conversation like this.
I wanted to ask you if you have the House of Cards.
The American version of it? Yeah, we do.
Are there two versions?
Well, it was originally done for British TV
about
20 years ago, and then this American version with Kevin Spacey.
It's hard to have that kind of talk with your Netflix account or with a red box in front of the Rite Aid. Jeffrey Kleiman is a Video American regular.
These guys, you know, I can sit and chat with them about any subject, and if there's something I can't find, they can find it for me. They're film nerds in a pleasant sense.
But there aren't enough film nerds left who want to rent their movies in person to keep the business afloat. Annie Solon, who co-owns the store with her husband, Barry, says she'll miss helping customers find that gem among the thousands of movies, old and new, mainstream and cult, when the store closes.
There's nothing to me more pleasurable than for someone coming in and, looking around like, what do I want to watch tonight? And I'm like, well, what do you like? And trying to find that perfect movie. And, there's this awesome movie called Siam Sunset. And I'm sure you've never heard of it, but it's like, if you like dark comedies, you love this movie.
The Solons have owned and closed five previous video stores in the area, and each time sold off the films to customers, one by one. But this time, Barry Solon says they want to keep their collection intact, selling to one buyer.
After a quarter century, when you've been accumulating an archive like this, just as an entity in itself, it becomes something. It's, you start off just wanting to be a good video store, but with the death of repertory cinema, the few very, very good video stores in the country became the film archives.
The Baltimore Video Collective, a group of local film preservationists, could be that buyer. The collective and the Solons are negotiating a price. Eric Hatch, programming director for the Maryland Film Festival, is involved with the collective. He says it hopes to be able to buy the Video American Library and open a nonprofit video store owned by employees.
Video stores are never going to be a boom business again, but they might be able to do a modest business the way record stores do these days. People thought record stores would be dead in 2013. In Baltimore, at least, there are more vinyl record stores now than there were when I moved here in 1996.
The Baltimore Video Collective plans a fundraiser to help pay for the archive. The Solons are collecting names of people interested in helping, and they're keeping Video American open for a few more months, even though they're losing money. Annie Solon says they believe in the collective's mission,
which is to promote film culture, to engage in discussions and have the kind of community around film culture that is been so delightful to me and so valuable to me personally, and I think is also what made the store a special place.
The Video Collective hopes to recreate that special place somewhere around Station North or maybe in Hamden. I'm John Lee, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.